Well, yeah, especially during the pandemic, it's really taken a toll. You know, I would say the best passages are to look to ones like the Great Commission that Jesus gave to the church, the end of Matthew 28. Here he's giving the mission, and then he says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." And then, of course, there are passages that talk about friendship, like we talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago, Ecclesiastes 4:12, and how two can defend themselves, but three is not quickly broken, etc. Then, of course, godly friendships from the Bible, David and Jonathan. I mean, like, you can look at that as examples, right? Isaiah 54, verse 5 says this about God, "For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth, he is called." In Matthew 5:4, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Mm. So here it's saying, you know, look to God as your source of comfort, not mankind. You know, he should always be your priority. You know, after God, yes, human companionship is important, but God said it wasn't good for man to be alone when he did creation. The only thing in all of creation, when he made everything, that was the only thing he said, this is not good, that man would be alone. And so you see how important companionship really is. You know, spouse, friends, family, church family. You know, we were made to be social. We are not made to be, you know, okay, maybe we're not all extroverts, okay?
Yeah.
But still not made to be isolated. And that's what made this pandemic season so hard for so many, is that the need to be social was taken away. And, you know, like the whole, you know, we have to get out there, at least hang out with a few friends, that was taken away.
Yeah.
And, you know, so reconciling maybe with those that, you know, those strained friendships, maybe that's a way to start in the right direction. You know, do your part. You know, if they're not going to listen, you know, that's on them. That's not on you. Trust God's promises to always be there for you. So, you know, trust him, as it says, to be your husband when you're not, when you're all alone. So, you know, men, I know that's going to sound odd for you. So, you know, your wife when you're all alone. I mean, like, be that significant person in your life when you're all alone. So, in other words, let God be the one who is going to be the center of your universe first, fulfilling all the needs you have. And then look to others for, like, a spouse, family, friends, and church family.
I'm smiling so big right now because as you were reading that passage where it's like, it's not good that man should be alone, I was like, oh my gosh, the bane of all the introverts' existence, okay, right there.
Yeah.
But it's in the Bible, right?
There it is. It's right there.